When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy ArtisanSeatCushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his Artisan Seat Cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
I love it. He just cuts to the chase. Matt Zuccarello just says, you know what? They froze and we just didn't play well. Mike Mack's joining us now. He really just sort of put it out there, didn't he? The Wild
were pretty embarrassed. He did. Yeah, he was named the assistant captain for that game with Jared Spurgeon being out. And so he probably assumed a little bit more of a leadership role. And he's played in, I think he had played in four outdoor games before the other night. So he had seen it before. But yeah, that Winter Classic kind of had about three layers to it, pardon the pun. It had the pageantry of it, which was, you know, building Target Center and or Target Field into a hockey arena. It had the cold, which affected everybody that was there that wasn't sitting in the Delta Club. And then it had the hockey game itself, where the Wild were trying to snap a four-game losing skid in the midst of it in a game like that against a really good team. St. Louis is ahead of them in the standings, and St. Louis jumped on them and got it good. I listened to Wayne Gretzky after the game, and he was surprised that it was that high scoring. He thought it would have been 2-1 or something like that. Just given the nature of what he saw out there. But, the Wild got a little tinkering and thinking to do here. They've got to get Joel Eriksson-Ek back, and they've got to get Jared Spurgeon healthy again. And, of course, Jonas Brodin was COVID list. He should be back by Thursday when they go to Boston. And then they got to play some games, Vanita. I mean,
I know. It's been a while.
You know, they've just been you can't play in Canada right now. And so it's pretty hard in the NHL, you know. Well, so they'll play Thursday. And then I think all of next week in Canada are postponed.
Right. Right, because of the conditions there. And, you know, you can't pin this one on Talbot totally. I mean, it really was a whole team. And the loss of the players that you mentioned, too, had an impact on that game.
Yeah, Talbot got hurt in the second period, too. He came out with a lower body injury of some sort. So he, too, is, you know, he's played in that game before. And, it got away from him in a hurry there in the second period. And St. Louis is pretty good. They'd played a couple nights before. They got a nice team. I think 12 straight points or 10 straight points at home. And they're just a well-built team. So that's what you're up against. And the Wild have been good enough so far this year to keep your interest and keep your optimism. So hopefully they can get it on track. And with the Olympics break now being nullified, they'll be able to play enough games here to get into some kind of a rhythm.
All right, so let's talk Vikings-Packers. The Packers beat the Vikings 37-10 last night. No one surprised. We all knew going into it we didn't have a chance. But, you know, what was your report card, at least, on Mannion?
You know, C minus. I mean, in some respects, you understand it because he missed last week and he didn't know he's going to be the starting quarterback until Friday. He didn't practice with the team until Friday. And that is a tough, tough order going into Lambeau Field. On the other hand, he's 7 years into his career. We haven't seen him play that much. I've watched him after practice several times, and he has a cannon arm when he's left to his own devices. He really has a strong arm, but you didn't see that last night. And you saw the classic case of, you know, he was going to throw the ball at Tyler Conklin the first quarter come hell or high water, and he was just laser focused on that, as opposed to what the really good quarterbacks, i.e. Aaron Rodgers, does, and Kirk Cousins. Oh, it's not open, move to the next guy. You know, and that's what quarterbacks that haven't played much do, is they lock into one guy because they're playing so much with fear, and he played with a lot of fear last night, and they couldn't run the ball in Green Bay. You know, the week before, Cleveland had really run the ball with Chubb on Green Bay, and I thought, well, there's their one ticket, is that they'll be able to line it up and run the football. But the Vikings' offensive line and the fact they knew that Dalvin Cook was going to run negated that in a hurry, and it just, you know, it never got good. But they had no real weapons. You know, you can't get the ball to Justin Jefferson when everybody knows you want to get the ball to Justin Jefferson. So it wasn't all Mannion, you know what I mean? It was pretty easy to game plan against the Vikings.
Right. And, well, and we know Kellen Mond got in for like a blink of an eye. I got some sound for you here. Jimmy Erickson's going to cue it up of what Coach Zimmer thought of Mond's performance. Ouch.
Yeah, that tells him he doesn't think he's ready. And we had Steve Walsh on yesterday with Pete Najarian and I, and Steve actually coached Kellen Mond at IMG Academy back when he was in Florida, and Mond was a product of his of that system. So it was interesting to talk to him about Kellen Mond. But he's right. He does see him in practice every day. He knows where he's at. He knows what grasp he has of the system. And, you know, if he'd have been that far along, he'd have played, you know, yesterday instead of Mannion. But obviously they don't think he can. He is young. He's a rookie. It's not expected that you move a guy unless he's a first-round pick, that you got to see him right now. But, you know, Mike Zimmer knows football, and if he says he's not ready, he's not ready.
Right. Wolves lost last night to the Lakers, 108-103. Of course, Wolves and Clippers tonight at 9:30 p.m. Tip-off with Alan Horton from Crypto.com Arena. Where are we at with them now? Where are we? How are we thinking?
Well, you know, you do feel for all these, you know, whether it's Mike Zimmer or Chris Finch or all these guys. You know, I know we're all living in the same world, but, you know, the Wolves have just been decimated by this COVID, with eight guys being out at one time. And now, you know, two of their top three players, D'Angelo Russell and Karl Anthony Towns. So they're competitive. They hang in there. They give you a good shot, but, they don't have enough horses right now. And so there's a blink of optimism because you see, you know, when they come back, maybe they get the band together here and they can do something or make a run, but it's so hard to forecast out for a couple weeks because you don't know who's going to come down with COVID again. And I really do feel for these coaches. And, you know, what can you say about, you know, Mike Zimmer too? I mean, he's the one that preached get vaccinated. Well, three games lost, you know, Kirk Cousins last night, Harrison Smith against Baltimore, and Dalvin Cook against the Rams. I mean, those are real difference makers that you don't know could have changed the game. And I don't know what else a coach can do except, you know, tell guys to get vaccinated.
Right. Maxie, thank you so much. I appreciate the warm welcome, too.
Welcome to the team, Bonita.
So exciting. I got my new Twins jersey from the Twins. I'm ready. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to have some text, some wrap-up, news, traffic, and weather. I'm Vanita Sakar on News Talk 830 WCCO.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.